3. My groom, her husband part 3, before entering the ward, I asked the nurse to bandage my wound. When my mother saw the bumpy lunchbox and my forearm wrapped in gauze, tears of heartache filled her eyes. I smiled and wiped them away, trying to comfort her. It's okay, Mom. It's just a fall. Every time you fall, you learn a lesson you won't fall again next time. Despite my reassurances, Mom wasn't in a good mood and fell asleep shortly after dinner. In the afternoon, Hudson visited the hospital. He settled next to me, wrapping his arm around my waist as if nothing had happened. You were too impulsive today, hitting people like that. I apologize to Harper on your behalf. She doesn't blame you anymore. I rolled my eyes, too exhausted to argue. I always thought you were a generous person. Harper even said she's willing to do anything to help make peace between you and your mom. Hudson sighed, his voice laced with frustration. If you could avoid seeing each other, I wouldn't push this, but your family's old houses are next to each other. You'll run into her every day. She also wants to attend our wedding, and I agreed with you. This could be a chance for our families to reconcile. Her parents are willing to help with your mom's care, too. I realized then that Hudson no longer belonged to me, and arguing would be pointless. With only 5 days left before I'd be gone, I decided to play along. Okay, I'll do whatever you say. Hudson was taken aback, clearly not expecting my compliance. His eyebrows lifted in surprise before a smile broke across his face. Good. Aubrey, the company's really busy lately. I'll have to leave on a 3-day business trip. You can go pick out the wedding photos yourself. Yeah, okay. Just rent the wedding dress you like. You'll only wear it for 1 day anyway, no need to buy one. Save the money for your mom's treatment. Okay. Once the wedding's over, we'll get the marriage certificate and choose a good date. Okay. Hudson rattled off a list of instructions, detailing every role I had to play. Then, leaning in, he kissed me on the forehead and said, Aubrey, when I get back, I'll give you a wedding you'll never forget. I scoffed inwardly. If I didn't already know the truth, I would have felt humiliated and abandoned on my wedding day, reduced to mere cannon fodder in their celebration of love. It truly would have been unforgettable. As Hudson finished speaking, he hurried out, eager to leave, as if staying even a moment longer would burden him. Not a single word of concern for me or my mother was offered. Once he was gone, I sat there in a daze. My mother stirred awake, her eyes glistening with unshed tears. Aubrey, you and Hudson. Thank God she hadn't overheard the name Harper. We're fine. Hudson said he'd give me an unforgettable wedding. But we have to fly abroad that day, so we'll be pressed for time. You don't need to come. You can watch the live stream instead. My mother sighed, her hand reaching for mine, her expression tinged with sadness. Is it my illness that's holding you back? I knew my emotions weighed heavily on her. She couldn't bear any more stress. With a smile, I squeezed her hand reassuringly. No, Mom. The wedding date is just approaching, and I am a little nervous. As I picked up my phone to schedule an appointment with the studio to select the wedding photos, a notification caught my eye. I opened it and was greeted by a status update from Harper. It was a photo of her and Hudson, accompanied by 2 plane tickets to Bali. The caption read, The happiest thing in the world is going to a dreamlike place with the one you love to take beautiful wedding photos. After ending my friendship with Harper, I had deleted all her contact information. I didn't use social media much anymore, and it slipped my mind that I was still following her through an old college account I had set up to chase after my favorite male idols. I hadn't thought to clean it up. My groom, her husband,